Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Here is Wentz. He's got his man. It's Oliver for the touchdown.
Right here, you got to throw it like that.
He's got a touchdown pass to Hockenson.
I've always been a fan of his. You know, I told him, you know, when we took him out of the game, I was the least surprised person in the whole building today.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
CBS Sports, courtesy of The Call. Carson Wentz, 1-0. As Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback, you heard some highlights from the game, and that, the last voice you heard, Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell. We'll talk about Carson Wentz, we'll talk about Terry McLaurin in a second, and we will get to our bets for the biggest college football games this weekend, our preview of the biggest college football games this weekend in a moment. But first, we got to tell you to swing big on your next Major League Baseball parlay by using today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And as always, to everyone that's listening to the show right now, live, watching the show on YouTube or Twitch, please subscribe to the show in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Like and subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And please, like and subscribe to our YouTube page and also our Twitch page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network and twitch.com/TheBetMGM Network. Heaven forbid we could have the same URL for both. Too much to ask for. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. If you're on YouTube right now, like and subscribe. And please, you know, everyone watches stuff on YouTube. You want all our content? Like, you can get it on YouTube in visual form. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.com/TheBetMGM Network. Great job by Mike Brown heeding the call that I made on the air yesterday and creating a graphic for the YouTube promotion. All right, Femi, let's do Carson Wentz. We'll do Terry McLaurin, and we'll move on to the college football slate this weekend.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell was kind of pressed by the Minnesota media earlier this week asking, hey, like, when J.J. McCarthy is back and healthy from this high ankle sprain, is he your starting quarterback? And KOC said, you know what? I'm not required to give that answer right now, is what he said. Paraphrasing a little bit there, but pretty much said, I don't want to talk about that. Like, let's just deal with what's going on right now. Sort of leaving the door open for the potential that Carson Wentz could potentially be the starting quarterback going forward for the Minnesota Vikings when J.J. McCarthy is returning from this injury. Now they have the two games overseas. McCarthy, do we know, did he make the trip or is he staying back in the States to rehab? I'm not sure. I haven't seen what's been going on with that one, but we're anticipating it's going to be Carson Wentz for the next couple of weeks. I think regardless of what happens, it's season over for Minnesota. And I'm saying that as somebody who has an immense respect for this coaching staff. KOC, I love him. Obviously, what he did for us last year was great. Brian Flores, one of the elite defensive coordinators that we have in the league. I don't think you want either of these guys starting at quarterback. And maybe McCarthy can improve. He can definitely improve. He's only played in two games. I think we've gone a little bit crazy with like bashing J.J. McCarthy. But as it stands right now, he doesn't look like he's there yet in a pretty competitive NFC. And from what we saw with Carson Wentz last week, I know he is not there because they just went up against one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And Carson Wentz put up a QBR sub 50, which for those who don't know about QBR, the average is 50. He had a below average game at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't think Wentz is it. And if they stick with Wentz, God bless him, but I don't think it's going to work out. So I think for the Minnesota Vikings, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, Nick, this morning on the call when we're getting ready for the show, like miss the playoffs. I think there's only two teams from that North that make it, Green Bay and Detroit, in whichever order you like it. But I don't like it for Minnesota. I think this year they take a step back because the QB play is too bad for them to overcome, even though they have all these injuries and the guys are going to eventually come back. I don't like the setup one bit.
McCarthy apparently is making the trip overseas, but we did get the report from Tracy Wolfson from CBS on Sunday morning that McCarthy would be out through the bye week. So just in case people don't know, and Femi, you may have alluded to this, that the Vikings are going to become the first team in NFL history to play back-to-back international games or two different countries. I was going to say continent. I was like, that's not right. Ireland and then England in the next 2 weeks for Minnesota, and then the Vikings will go on their bye. So let's bring up the NFL standings here. Let's look at the teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Eagles are a playoff team.
Yep.
I think the Commanders are a playoff team. Green Bay is a playoff team. Detroit's a playoff team. That's four. Mm-hmm. The winner of the NFC South will make the playoffs. Let's just call it Tampa for now. That's five. The winner of the NFC West will make the playoffs. That's six. I think if they make it, they're the seventh seed. But it's hard to disagree with you, man. It's hard to disagree. If it's going to be, and I'm on record, I said it yesterday, I'm dying for a three on the Steelers, and I will bet Pittsburgh this Sunday. Mm-hmm. I hope we get it. So I think Pittsburgh will win on Sunday against the Vikings. I actually really like this take from you. Now, you have to lay a minus 175 on Vikings don't make the playoffs, right? Is that something you're willing to do? I can't disagree with you, man, with the way McCarthy looked the first couple weeks. And if Carson Wentz is going to be the quarterback, like, none of that is good. I have to agree with you.
Yeah, minus 175 is not like a price that you're like dying to lay right now in a bet that's not going to cash until January. But I think the exercise is try to find the other playoff teams.
What do you think it is?
Like, the way I see it kind of playing out, I think three teams from the West make it. Like, I actually have only one team in the East. I don't think the Commanders are there. And we can talk about Terry McLaurin here quickly. Like Washington, to me, they just look old. And Daniels is awesome. And I have immense respect for Jaden Daniels. I think he's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. But, like, I just don't see it with that roster. I don't see it with that team whatsoever. So I think if Stafford stays healthy, I think you got the Rams in. I think the Niners make it. Either Seattle or Arizona is going to make it. This game coming up on Thursday is going to go a long way in helping determine that. And then you have your two from the North, and then you just have your division winners being Philly, and then probably Tampa. Maybe it's Atlanta, as I was trying to hopefully get the Falcons to get there at plus 450. But I think there's only going to be like one team.
So let's do this as an exercise here, just for the listeners and the viewers. So if we had to do like a collab here on the teams that we think, I don't want to use the word lock because like injuries can happen, but the teams that we think we both agree on it. Philly?
Correct.
Green Bay?
Yep.
Detroit?
Yep.
NFC South champion, like Tampa or Atlanta, whoever it is, but like one of those teams.
Yeah.
Someone has to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I think you can make the case for any team in the West to make it.
I think so as well.
And so I want to say like the Rams would be the one I feel best about, but what if Stafford gets hurt? The Niners have an easy schedule. Also, like both, I guess like San Francisco's 3-0. The Niners are probably going to make it.
Yeah, but I just think those NFC West teams, because one of the reasons with the West is that they get the easy schedule. Like they get the AFC South, which
I just want to take us to the spot that I'm trying to get us to here. Do we want to agree on San Francisco?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so for everyone out there, that's
hurt again, but yeah,
of course, pending health. For everyone out there that's listening and watching, right? If you agree with Femi's premise that the Vikings, who are a team that we both liked before the season, that Minnesota's not going to make it with McCarthy looking the way he did, and now Wentz is going to be playing for like who knows how long, right? We have come to a consensus that we think the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers, the NFC South champion, and the 49ers are going to make it. That's five teams. If you're out there listening and watching and you agree with us that those five teams are going to make it, then it's up to you to figure out what is the team or team at a longish price that you would like to bet if we are taking the Vikings out. Is it the Commanders? Is it the Bears? Is it the other team in the NFC South, like Atlanta or Tampa, the team that doesn't win the division? Yep. Is it Arizona? Is it Seattle? Is it the Rams? It's fascinating, right? And that's where kind of beauty lies in the eye of the beholder, and it's up to the individual to make his or her own decision. But I think that's like a good way of breaking it down, right? And I like the way you said that there. Which team's going to make it if we're taking Minnesota out and we liked Minnesota prior to the season?
100%. I think that's how you're supposed to look at it. And like for me, I don't like Minnesota. I don't really like Washington either. So it opens things up even more because I'm looking for two teams to go out there and replace those teams from last year in the postseason. And I do think that I've warmed up a lot more to Seattle as somebody who was anti-Seattle earlier this season. I have obviously warmed up to the Rams. I think there's going to be three teams from the West. And of course, we all feel how we feel about the teams in the North. And I think that's your NFC playoff picture. Now, the prices aren't the greatest on the Cardinals to make it or the Seahawks to make it. They're +140 and +130 respectively. But you bet both of those, I think you're getting at least one just based on how this hangs out. And maybe you get two and you get the jackpot. But I think you're at least getting one, which at plus money right now, I think that feels really good. And you can even wait. Let's say you feel really strong about one of those teams Thursday night. Just bet that team. And then after the game, when the other team loses and the price then goes to +170 or +180, then you can go ahead and bet that one as well afterwards. But I think one of those two teams is going to get in addition to Niners if healthy, Rams if healthy.
Anything else for injury stuff in the NFL?
That's all we got in the NFL. Busy week, though. Busy week, man.
Do we feel like...
Get into the award stuff with O'Roy and all that stuff coming up tomorrow.
We feel like McLaurin's not going to play on Sunday?
I think it's 50-50 right now. Tomorrow is probably going to be DNP, but I feel like
am I going to bet the Falcons on Sunday? I think I'm going to. Am I? I don't know if that's true.
It's down to 1.5, but you just need the pop of Daniels coming back.
If Daniels is going to play, I don't know if I can bet Atlanta. Because I love Penix, but I don't love him more than Jaden Daniels. It's
Jaden Daniels versus Michael Penix in a coin flip game. What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, it was the game was, they played last year at the end of the year on Sunday Night Football, and the Falcons covered
that
game against Washington. The Washington won, but the Falcons covered. It was 3.5, right? And the Falcons lost by 3.
That was the game that won the division for the Ramley. That was the weird tiebreaker thing, needing Washington to win that game. And I celebrated that night. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, the Ramley, baby. Tyler writes in the... Tyler's talking about Survivor in the chat. I said to you off air, and we'll... The whole first segment of the Power Hour is going to be college football for this weekend. I kind of just want to take Houston. Do you think there are some other choices? And we'll table this for Thursday, but I think Houston's our best choice.
Houston's on the big board. They're not number one for me. I'll just say that.
I'm fascinated to know who your number one team is then.
I don't know.
Houston's thrived. Houston's one for me. All right. Power Hour, final hour coming up on the other side. The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, will join us. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports. But coming up next, we hit all the big games for college football Saturday, including Oregon and Penn State in Happy Valley.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.